The Hits Radio.
This is the Hits Radio Breakfast, and it is time to bring some new Jessie J into our lives. Hi, Jessie J.
Hello, Daryl. How are you?
Hello, I'm very good, yeah. We've had a lot of love for this kind of already. You can kind of tell that something's going to do really well based on, like, pre-tweets.
15 seconds.
So we've got at HBeats for Jessie J on Twitter says, Bang Bang going to be the song to get her back to the top of the charts where she belongs. Jodie Cole says, not slept properly since hearing the Bang Bang clip. I can't decide if that's because she's scared by it or what. I don't know.
Yeah, she's like, oh, it's in my sleep. It's in my nightmares.
Well, there's three of you on this. So this is this is a big thing, Jessie.
It's a moment. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's not been done for so long, you know, more than two females on a track. So I feel really, like, excited about it. It's very original.
This is Ariana Grande, obviously, and Nicki Minaj.
Yes.
Who are both going to be on the tune. Was this your idea, or did somebody pitch it to you, or what?
No, I basically recorded the song and fell in love with it, and Max Martin produced it. And I then was told that Ariana wanted to do a verse on it, and I was like, yes, please. Like, yeah. I didn't even have to ask. She was just like, yeah, I want to do it. And then I basically was sitting with my A&R and was like, I think Nicki could be great on it, but never thought it would happen because obviously she's super busy and I just didn't think it would happen. And I got sent the track. He was like, oh, do you want to hear something? And he sent it and she was on it and I cried.
Oh, man.
Well, tears of joy, obviously.
Yeah. Like, you've ruined my song.
Yeah. No, oh, it was so good. It just made it, like, so, like, worldwide. Basically, we all get to meet when we shoot the video in L.A., next week.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's going to be very cool. You guys have to hang out and party.
Oh, yeah. I will be doing 2 days of dancing around the streets of LA, so I'm sure by the end of that, we'll be like, no, we don't want to go out. Maybe. You never know. You never know.
You know what would properly rock? A Jessie J, Ariana Grande and Nicki Minaj joint tour. That'd be cool.
Oh, that would be good.
Quite intense, I'd imagine.
Oh, it would be intense. Imagine the costumes on that.
Oh, that would, there would be some serious wardrobe department.
Yeah, backstage wardrobe department would be epic.
That would be cool, though, like sort of like McBusted supergroup style.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's ever happened before, really.
Jessica Rana.
Jessica Rana. Yes.
I like it.
It's got a flow to it. I can feel it. It's got a ring.
Yes.
We're going to chat some more next. So if you're right to hang on there, I'm going to play Ella Henderson and then we'll get your song on as well. Jessie J on the Hits Radio Breakfast this morning.
The Hits Radio.
It's 8:15, Tuesday morning. I'm Daryl. Jessie J has got a brand new song out today with Ariana Grande and Nicki Minaj. It's called Bang Bang. We're going to play it on the radio in a little bit. And Jessie's with us this morning. Hi.
Hello.
You've just been out in the Philippines and in China and stuff, haven't you?
Yes.
Touring and stuff.
Yes.
Which I imagine this, like, currently hotter than the sun conditions that we're in right now.
This
feels like winter to you at the moment, I guess.
Literally. Have you ever walked inside of a hairdryer?
No, I can't say I have.
That's what it's like. It literally, when you leave the hairdryer on, or you know when you wake up at a friend's house and the mum's put the radiator on in the morning at 4 a.m. and you wake up swollen.
Yeah.
And you can't breathe. It's like that all the time.
You're just constantly gasping for air.
Literally, it was like going outside. And obviously everywhere else is so aircon. So you're like, I'm so freezing. And then you step outside and there's no wind. There's no sun. It's literally just like hot, humid rainforest.
And what happened with the lizard while you were out on tour?
Oh, I was going to the gym. It was the first morning. I opened the door of my hotel room and my manager was standing there, opened the door, the lizard jumped onto my arm.
God.
Just chilling, I slapped it off because I didn't know what it was. And obviously I did a close-up on that picture, so yeah. It did look like a dragon of life.
Yeah.
But it looked like a newt, and then he just lived in my room. I don't know where he went.
Oh my God, you lost it?
Yeah, he was just in the room.
Oh dear God, that's the worst thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, I was not happy, but he was quite cute to be fair.
The only thing worse than actually finding something like that is losing it, isn't it? And not
knowing where you don't know. You think, oh my God, is it in my case and am I going to bring it back?
Oof.
It's in a shoe.
I once brought a field mouse back from Glastonbury one year.
Whoa!
I know, that properly, it creeps me out to think that it was in amongst my stuff that whole time.
Oh, it's making me itchy. Wurraka.
Do you know what? I always really get paranoid about what's climbing over me while I'm sleeping.
Ah! You know the spider poo in all your glasses? So turn them the other way around. Turn them upside. That's why restaurants have their glasses with the top of the glass down.
What?
Because spiders go in and poo in them.
That is not true.
It is true.
Are you sure?
Yeah, that's what I think.
Who told you that?
somebody that may not have known that was the truth, but I would believe them.
that freaks me out. That makes me want to be sick.
But obviously there's spiders everywhere and they must poo. Do spiders have teeth?
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah. It's natural.
It's crazy, isn't it, to think that they have little baby teeth.
Bodily function. No, I don't want to talk about it anymore. Ugh.
Sorry, I'm distracting you from the point.
Oh, it's creeping me out.
Field mice.
Shall we hurry up and get your song on the radio?
Yes, let's do it.
Finally, for the first time ever, we've just got some more tweets as well that were floating around. Grande Menage, Jessie J, that is it. No more music ever again. This on repeat for eternity, please. That person is loving it. She's very excited.
This moment's going to be big for her.
It is, isn't it? Are you all right? Are you happy? Are you nervous? How are you feeling?
I'm nervous, yeah. I'm excited for people to start hearing the whole song and getting to love it how I do. The Hits Radio.